ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। ओम शांति।
गुड मॉर्निंग।
गुड मॉर्निंग दादी।
शुक्रिया बाबा आपका।
थैंक यू टू यू बाबा।
सतगुरु आया।
द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु केम।
बृहस्पति की दशा बैठी।
एंड द ओमेंस ऑफ जुपिटर वर ओवर अस। आर ओवर अस।
जब बृहस्पति की दशा बैठती है,
when the omens of Jupiter are over us,
अनुभव होता है,
then the experience is,
बीज रूप बाबा,
that बाबा, the seed form, who is a point,
बाबा ने कहा ना,
is also a point, and Baba tells us, previously he didn't tell us that the Supreme Soul is a point, otherwise you would become a little bit confused. He is Shiv Baba, he is the benefactor, he is the mother and father. So what do you like first, that Shiv Baba is the benefactor and that he is the mother and father? So, according to my thoughts, and I think all of you would have your own personal experience, but thinking of Baba as the mother and father, I feel I'm the child and I become totally light. Shiv Baba is the mother and father and I am the child. By becoming a child, there's such an experience, a feeling of being pure and clean. And we didn't know that Brahma Baba was going to make us that. And by becoming a child, we really, really liked purity. And we saw the cost of what impurity is and what purity is. And then what happened immediately after that? Our diet became pure. Our food and drink habits became pure. Brother Marek, please come and sit in the front and not on the side. Daddy says you're so good. Daddy is very happy to see Marek. Seeing Marek, she said, "Bohot acha." Very good in efforts. What did you like first coming to Baba? That he is the mother and father. Then what else did you like? You understood that the kind of food we had before was not good. Don't like that anymore. And so for a lot of people, their food and drink changed quickly. Their code of dress changed quickly. And going here and there, then the thought was, where can we go now? Just that we want to go to Madhuban, to Baba. That's all, nothing else. Previously, we used to go on holidays, going here and there, or on pilgrimages here and there. And then the thought was, why to bother going anywhere? It's like stumbling. And then the thought for money was that it's now very valuable. So many differences. So Baba told us afterwards that he is a point of light, because it's hard work to think of God as a point of light. So to think of him as the mother and father, there was change in our lives. So Baba is telling us very good things, very lovely things. And the feeling is that we have someone. And the things he tells us touch our hearts. And he looks at us with so much love. So Baba's way of looking at things was so lovely. And I used to see myself. I saw Sakar Baba, how he used to observe everything and how he was. And Avyakt Bap Dada, the way he looks at everyone, though everyone is not able to understand his language, Baba sees how everybody has such love for Baba and how Baba has such love for everyone. So language is just in words through the mouth, but the drishti is one that makes everybody happy, the language of the eyes. So why is there such attraction in Baba's drishti? And what is that attraction? So Baba said that when you also start explaining knowledge in this way and are giving drishti, you'll be giving a lot of happiness to others. Because we have to constantly be soul conscious. He is always incorporeal. And we have to become soul conscious. Now we've understood that he is incorporeal, that when he comes into this one's body, there is the attraction of the incorporeal one within this corporeal. So Brahma Baba, we knew him from before, and then when the incorporeal one came in him, he was totally different. Previously, we liked Baba. I liked Baba because of his virtue, because of his quality of action. But once the incorporeal had entered him, there was a great deal of attraction for him. Such attraction that you could not say anything. You were lost for words. It's just that he would take you beyond your own body. And the stories of the early beginning days were very lovely. When Baba would come into the gathering and give drishti to everyone for 1 hour, 2 hours, just sitting in yoga, giving drishti, very powerful. Just the feeling that we want to just be there, sit there, continue sitting there. And Baba himself would try to call us back down, open our eyes and say, see who is calling you. He's the one who would give us drishti and make us fly up above, and then he's the one who would have to call us down again. So the soul knows the original father, the original home. Having found both of these, then that realization that the resident of Paramdham has come down here for me. And then the song, Murli song, who has come to the door of my mind, that these eyes don't know, but the heart recognizes. So who is that one? That these eyes don't recognize, but the heart is recognized. So automatically the pull that we feel from him, the attraction, is such that though Baba uses this word disinterest, distaste, people feel that that must be difficult. How can we have distaste or disinterest? But what's the interest in something that is of no use? You just feel like throwing it away. We know it's of no use. We know that it's artificial. When we recognize something that's real, when we know what reality is, then we wouldn't like to keep anything that's artificial or of no use, something that's useless. One time I'd shared with all of you, in the olden days, we didn't know anything about artificial diamonds. This is sort of 70 years ago. No idea what artificial jewelry, artificial stones were. And in one place in India, imitation diamonds had come out. Means something was latest fashion. And it looked like something real. And in fact, the Lockick family became a little bit afraid that now there's this competition with this artificial diamonds. And at that time, there was bit of a fluctuation, well, a lot of fluctuation within the community, that where has this false stuff come from? It looks very nice. And then now everybody was wearing this artificial jewelry with these types of diamonds. But when one knows, recognizes the truth, then they're afraid of the things that are false and want to be away from the things that are false. So Baba has told us about what is true, what is false. Then he tells us the story of the true Narayan, the story of immortality. And the one who is relating this story is Amarnath, the Lord of immortality. And he says, may you always be immortal. But how can you be this when you listen to the story of the true Narayan? When you want to be Narayan, then the main quality that's required is honesty. To be Narayan means to be completely honest and true. And to be Lakshmi means to have all the qualifications. What would Lakshmi do without Narayan? What would Narayan do without Lakshmi? So though it said Lakshmi and Narayan, we can see the two are combined together. Both are together. That is equal in a sense in their virtue and their actions. When we come into the body and relationships, then there is the impact of virtues as well as quality of action. Seeing both of these, virtue and action, the soul becomes worthy of praise through their virtue and their quality of action. Something that he was reading, that some ask for praise, they don't understand that there cannot be praise without there being virtue. When virtues are visible in your actions, in your elevated actions, then, though one may not want to be praised, automatically there is praise from the lips of others. And so whoever you come into relationship with or connection with, okay, you may not be in relationship or in connection with anyone, But even if someone sees you from far away, they will see your virtue and your elevated action, and the way you move will also have an impact. Sometimes human beings don't recognize oneself or others, but because of some kind of curtain over their mind or intellect, that they're not able to see and recognize themselves or others. It's like the vision becomes blurred for this. And sometimes one is able to know oneself very well, recognize oneself very well, and their face reveals this. But if they don't recognize themselves for who they are, what they are, then there's confusion on their face. And sometimes we recognize one another very well, and so the interaction is one of love. But when we don't see goodness in others, we don't recognize the other one's speciality or goodness, then the relationship is likewise. And so now Baba has given us the eyes to recognize ourselves, and he says, child, keep that eye open. And when Baba gives us drishti, he wants for our eyes to be open. When the eyes are not fully open, then there's a bit of confusion, a little bit of fear, and others are also afraid that they may, that this poor thing might fall, they're not watching where they're going, their eyes are closed, and they call them a poor thing. That is, they are under some kind of influence. And in Sindhi, this word, poor thing, is so common. Poor thing, whether it's towards a male or a female, poor thing. And Mamma really used to pull our ears and make us pay attention to not using this word. We would be afraid to use that word, thinking Mamma will find out, Mamma will know. Because it was such a common word. It wasn't that it was a bad word. It's just something that was so commonly used in Sindh. And Mama really made us feel that these words should not emerge from the lips of you children. Because to say poor thing means somebody who is under some kind of influence, or they don't have anything good about them. And if their vision is not good, then how would they be able to give cooperation to others? And there was one sister who was a good sister, and Mamma found some or other way of making her stop saying poor thing, these words, poor thing. So, we should never say, what can we do for this poor thing? She is under some influence. And so we have to be well-wishing, just well-wishing. After all, we are a family, and we are brothers and sisters. And in this family, we don't have uncles and distant uncles and aunts and this one and that one, but just brothers and sisters. And in the Gita, it says, kill your mama, that is, your mother's brother and your father's brother and sister. In the sense, from your consciousness, remove all these relationships. Because if a husband dies, a wife dies, then what is left? So, Baba changed our consciousness, so we think of everyone as our brother and sister. And so, there was a great deal of upheaval in Sindh in those days when Baba changed our consciousness, and people started thinking that, look here, everybody becomes a brother and sister. And so we used to say to Baba, why didn't you tell us previously that you were just a point of light? And Baba said that would lead to so much confusion. So last night, Daddy sat with the Covent Garden group, I think 22 of them, and Aarti Ben was asking Daddy, what sort of things did you like about Brahma Baba? And Daddy gently said, what, do you want to stay here all night and hear those stories? If you want to stay all night to listen to these stories, then yes, I can share those stories with you. So many very lovely things that I could share about Baba. And today, thinking, why didn't Baba tell us that he's a point of light first? But it's when you've understood everything else that Baba can reveal these subtle aspects. So all the relationships of the body, whether it's the maternal uncle, paternal uncle, remove all of that from the intellect, that is, kill all of those. So in Bangalore, Dadi met her youngest Lokik sister. And when I went there, I didn't recognize her. And she was crying. And I thought, oh, she must be somebody. And Sarla Didi said to me, Janki Dadi, you know who this is? And she said she didn't know. She said, look at her face and look at Daddy's face. There's such a difference. And she was crying, and Daddy thought, well, maybe she's a gopika, you know, somebody who is so lost in love of God. And then Daddy thought, there's such a difference of night and day between her and her Lokik sister. And my Lokik brother said something. And Daddy said, okay, it's good that you remember Baba a little bit, even that's good. So there's so much detachment in relationships when we belong to Baba. And when we are detached, then we are loving. But when somebody becomes good, then they can do so much good. And you wouldn't say that one person should become good, but everybody should become good. And this is also a test if you want your own Lokik brother or sister or mother or whoever to become good. It just is a sign of attachment. So many stories that would have come in front of Baba when some mother would say, I want my husband to follow in Gyan, I want my child to follow Gyan. And in just thinking about the limited family, one can spend one's own life and die at the end and not even be able to transform oneself. Thinking constantly about they should be moving along in Gyan, Daddy says it's a waste of time. To think about anyone, just one, is a waste of time. And Baba says, remember the father. And something else Baba underlined for us today, that remember me alone. When you come to Madhuban, you go with that consciousness that you're going to meet Shiv Baba. So he says, remember me alone, just Baba. And then your intellect will be stabilized in that one. So there is such wonder in this word, one. Just remember the one alone. And when Baba's versions such as this really penetrate the heart, then automatically there is that connection. It is the gardener who knows when to sow seeds and how to sow the seed. He'll sow it by burying it in the earth. And so once the seed has penetrated within, then the work of growing begins. So the Supreme Soul is this seed of knowledge. And that seed of knowledge has been grounded within us. And so, it is within the soul, the spirit, that the seed of knowledge has penetrated. And so once that knowledge starts to take practical shape in our lives, then we start realizing that it is that seed of knowledge that is growing within. And then the question we used to ask, but why did Mama leave us? We used to think that Mama would stay with us till the end. And Baba said, okay, Mama has gone, so that was right within the drama. And the fact that she's gone means everything has become bright. Bright for Mama, bright for them. So Baba is the ocean of knowledge, and yet he's the seed of knowledge. So what a contrast, a seed and an ocean. If you go into the depths of an ocean, then you'd be able to find jewels. You look at the expansion of a tree. A tree is so huge. First it's small, then it grows, it becomes very big. So when the tree was small, it was only one kingdom, one religion, and it was a new creation. So Baba says, the whole of the knowledge that was in the father has been filled in the child. So look at yourself. Is the knowledge that was in the father filled within the soul? And it should be that that's working. And yesterday Baba was saying that the kingdom is being established. So what is our task? The golden aged world is being established. So we have to see that, have I got golden aged sanskars instilled in me? So we are creating, establishing that golden aged kingdom. So what are the children, Baba's children, around the whole world doing? Yes, we are all originally Bharatvasis, but we are working around the world. So, see, God is so clever that His children are all over the world. Originally, we are Bharatvasis. And then the tree has the expansion of all the different religions, and Baba's children are scattered around all the corners of the world. No corner is left where we Bharatvasis have not gone. So Baba is the world benefactor father.
So,
Baba's children have been born around the world, and once we see Baba, we recognize Baba, and the awareness comes back that I belong to Baba. And I'm very, very happy that I know the parents of so many of Baba's children. David, who's here from Leeds, I know his parents, I know Maureen's parents, Chandraven from Lagos, I know her parents. And look at what the mother and father are like. Look at what the children are like. Hansa's parents, I know. I know so many's parents. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter where your Laukik birth may have taken place, but look at them and look at you. I know Murli Dada's parents as well. And so in our final birth, they have their part to play, you have your part to play. So each one has their different part to play. The main thing is Baba is awakening us, asking us, what is your part? That you are the one who is golden aged, you're going to come into the golden age, you're not a silver aged soul. Not to compare your part with anyone else. Not but to make your own effort. Ask yourself, what is my part? So, I feel very happy when Baba says to me, now, what do you have to do? And you also say, what is your own part? Or say, you say to Daddy, what do you have to do, Daddy? What is your part, Daddy? It's like Maureen also says to Daddy, Daddy, what are you going to be doing? And so we remind one another of what our part is. Because we are the ones who are going to go into the golden age. So we remind each other of this. And so, open a booking office and you ask them, to anyone who comes, would they like to book a ticket to golden age? Just Naina Ben's work is very good. Books everything for those who want to go to Madhuban. So ask them, would they like to go to the land of happiness, to Suktam, to Satyug? And don't be late to make your booking. So you will have all facilities. Main thing is you should be ready to go. We want to go home to the land of peace and then to the land of happiness. That's all. Land of peace and then land of happiness. And so, automatically we remember Baba, the point, and then we remember him as the seed, and then we realize the omens of Jupiter are over us. So Brijben has also come today. Daddy's seen her here. Brijben hardly ever comes to London. She's so occupied in Oxford. It's Brijben. Very good that she's here. And so, we are the ones who are the residents of one land. We are the children of the one Father. And now, at this present time, we are all brothers and sisters. So, any time that you meet one another, you have that feeling, this is my brother or this is my sister. And when we say to outsiders that this is my brother or this is my sister, they're very happy. And we say to them, you are my brother or you are my sister, they're very, very happy that you're relating to them like that. That is not able to hear somebody saying something in the front line. Okay. Om Shanti. I'll see if I can translate the song.